Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Representative Jake Wheatley from the 19th Legislative District, Democrat, whose new bill is looking to legalize recreational marijuana. It's on its way to the House. Representative Wheatley, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay for a Monday. Very curious about your bill. So 11 states plus the District of Columbia now have recreational marijuana legal, correct?
Correct.
And Pennsylvania's been in the medical marijuana business for the last couple of years. How close do you think, realistically, this state is to legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes?
Sure. So, and Pennsylvania is a part of 32 other states across the country that have made it medically legal. And we believe that, you know, Pennsylvanians are ready for it now. I mean, 60% in a recent poll, 60% of the citizens of Pennsylvania said they want us to bring online an adult use cannabis legalization bill. The governor and the lieutenant governor last year went to all 67 counties across the Commonwealth, and overwhelmingly 69% of those who participated in those meetings said that they wanted Pennsylvania to bring on an adult use legalization bill. Now it's just a matter of convincing our Republican leadership that the time is right for us to talk about it and to come up with a Pennsylvania-based solution. So I think, you know, it depends on the will of people like Mike Terzai, Brian Cutler, and Kathy Rapp in the House, that I think within a year, 2 years, we can certainly have a legalization, adult use legalization industry here.
House Bill 2050, while it focuses on recreational marijuana use, one of the things that I think you've expressed clearly is the fact that for people with non-violent related offensive that have already had convictions, you're trying to work with, and I know the governor's behind this too, expunging some of those records so some of these people might be able to find employment.
Yeah, I think what people don't really appreciate about this, the failed war around cannabis, was the fact that overwhelmingly most people who are impacted on small possession charges. They're not the major dealers or cartels. They're small. And so what we found in Pennsylvania is a lot of those people who've been damaged. I mean, when you get an arrest for a drug possession or charge, and then you, if you actually get convicted of one, either arrest or the conviction, it can have major life-changing certain impacts to you. You know, housing, the fact of finding jobs and not having that follow you around your record. So we think with a medical program that's legal, why should people still be getting punished legally for a product that we now are allowing people to access legally via the medical program? So a part of our bill is to try to address some of that as well, to allow for people who have been impacted in past ways by the criminality of the cannabis charges to now have that clean from their record and give them a second chance, a real shot at a second chance, not just for employment, but for housing, for their abilities to just live the type of life that they want. And so that's really what we're trying to get as a conversation. I mean, we think that aspect of the bill, I think, has some real broad-based bipartisan support, and it's just a matter of trying to get the bill, before the committee and heard and moved.
We're talking to Pennsylvania State Representative Jake Wheatley. Representative, I know that Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and the governor have talked about there is already an opportunity, and I want to make sure that anyone out listening that is not aware, you can request to work on having your record expunged now, correct?
You can. We have a process for that. It normally it's the expungement process, the expungement and pardon process. There's about a 2 to 3 year time frame. I mean, I know this administration with Lieutenant Governor Fetterman has really tried to lessen that process. And for those who have just a drug-related convictions, a cannabis-related conviction, they've reduced the time down, I think, between 8 months to a year. But it's still a process. It's a process. I mean, they've done some great work of reducing the fees and costs of that process. But our bill would make it make the onus not on the individual, but we'll put the onus on the government to do a lot of that for the individuals and to automatically expunge their records, to notify them, one, that they are eligible for expungement, and then two, to actually to do the process for their expungement, which wouldn't fall on them, which we think, again, takes the burdens off of the citizens.
What do you think the odds of this going through at some point soon in Pennsylvania?
Again, I think if those citizens who really think that the time is right for us to move into to today's age and get out of yesterday, I think we can have this before the committee. We can have Representative Rapp bring it up in committee. Once we get the committee process started, where we can have some hearings, because we don't believe our bill is perfect. We believe our bill is the conversation starter. And we would like to hear more from the stakeholder groups. We would love to hear from the chiefs of police and the DAs, and we would love to hear from the citizens themselves about what a real adult use industry should look like in Pennsylvania. Again, we shouldn't wait for the feds to do it, because when the feds set the regulation, it puts our farmers at a disadvantage, it puts our business people at a disadvantage, it puts our citizens at a disadvantage. So we really think that the time is now, and I believe that the will is there. It's just we need the citizens to help push us there.
State Representative Jake Wheatley, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll invite you to come in studio sometime. We can cover some more ground, but appreciate it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.